This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
Children's books can be a great way to explore places you've been to or have yet to visit. It's even better when the characters visiting these places happen to be cute animals.
In the first book of the Our City Adventure series, Lulu and Rocky in Milwaukee follows two fox friends and their penguin friend Pufferson as they explore the city with various activities like canoeing, going to a fish fry, and visiting the art museum.
The book is written by two friends who have 100 books of experience between them. Barbara Josie wrote and Renee Grafe illustrated Lulu and Rocky, and they both joined Audrey Nowakowski in the studio.
Josie starts by explaining how they wanted to put Milwaukee's fancy foot forward when compiling a book about what to do and see in the city they both love.
We've been working on this for 5 years, and we are really, really good friends. We miss each other. Renee's moved, for the most part, to L.A., though she lives in Milwaukee part-time. And we wanted to have a project together, to have lots of excuses to play together. But we also felt that we really love Milwaukee, and we wanted to put Milwaukee's fancy foot forward, kind of expected and unexpected. And we wanted Milwaukee to be beloved by other people. So that was a big motivator.
And are you both Milwaukee natives?
Near Milwaukee my whole life. Yeah. And Renee?
Yeah, I grew up in Greendale and St. Francis.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I'm on the south side myself, right by St. Francis. So in the back, you know, you have this one accumulating sentence that says, quote, Milwaukee is known for super friendly people and beautiful parks with lots to do. So was it hard for you to write that summary statement to encapsulate the city, or was it a pretty easy mission statement, I suppose, in a way for the book?
Well, it's my mission.
Yes.
You know, it's what I want to say about Milwaukee, and it's true. It is a super friendly place, but a lot of cities will say that about themselves, but I think it's actually true for Milwaukee. And the other is we wanted to encourage kids and families to be active. And so we put an emphasis on the parks and things that you could physically do.
Right. So in addition to, there's a lovely map here in the front of the book that shows some of the other sites that aren't specifically included on Lulu and Rocky's adventures. But I suppose to explain the premise to the readers, we have Aunt Fancy, that sense. And like you said, you know, bring the fancy to Milwaukee. So I suppose Aunt Fancy is, in a way, an ambassador for the city. But we start the journey, like, on the Lake Express. And I just want to state for readers, or listeners, rather, before they can become readers of this book, that it's all animal-based, except for the faun statue, of course.
Right.
There's the one human in there.
I never thought about that.
I thought it was like a copyright thing that you had to keep a human or something like that. But, you know, what sites or small details were important for the both of you to include?
Well, it's like baking a cake. Every ingredient is important and depends upon the other to work. So it was this extremely careful balance of a few things to eat, things to look at, things to do, places that are awesome and fancy, places that are fun and active. And you can't just get rid of one without replacing it with a like one. So when we decided what places to visit, we wanted to get in some of our personal favorites because, you know, that's kind of where the heart is. And there's a lot of heart in this book. So we wanted those places, but we also wanted unexpected places that people wouldn't think about, like Lakefront Brewery's Fish Fry. If you don't know about it, it is the craziest fun there is. It's not just a fish fry. It's this feeling of being in Milwaukee and being so glad to be with these people that you don't know because they're at the same table and they're dancing in bubbles with you. So we wanted to choose the places where kids could experience what we see as the real Milwaukee. It's sophisticated and it's crazy fun.
And I think that also adds to the level of the experience of parents reading this to their kids, because the parents will understand these as quintessential experiences that perhaps they themselves grew up with in Milwaukee, and presenting it in a fun way with animals and lovely illustrations to engage the kids with it. So Renee, what was your goal in composing this stylistically as well, and what are some of your favorite places that were included here?
Well, Lakefront Brewery, I hadn't been there until I had to do research. Wonderful research.
Great research.
Exactly.
If you need a follow-up research trip, I'll join you.
I'll have to double check to make sure I got it right.
Right.
And, you know, it's just fun illustrating a book through the eyes of animals, too, you know, because you can make them big and small. That's the nice thing about drawing animals is that nobody's looking at the proportion, really, because if the alligator's a little bit too big, they're not going to notice. And, you know, there's just so many different sites in Milwaukee, especially like the Art Museum. Milwaukee Art Museum is just so beautiful that, you know, to highlight that. Discovery World, you know, that's an amazing place. And so it's nice to have like big spreads where you really showcase a place and then small little spot illustrations so that you can just kind of pick out a favorite.
And there's also a lot of fun Easter eggs kind of hidden within this book besides, you know, your big physical monuments like the Art Museum. And there's even a page where the Chase Tower's in there, the building we're in right now recording on the river.
Yes.
Is that with Gertrude and her babies on the river?
That is.
Okay. I was hoping so, yeah. You know, but we have like the People's Flag of Milwaukee on the ferry in the front, you know, a Colectivo cup in Veterans Park. You know, someone's holding that
yes.
for the location there. How fun was that for you guys to hide those little things for people?
Well, it was more organic, really. I mean, I did the illustrations, and then I just thought, well, if he's holding a coffee cup, of course, you know, I want to put the Colectivo skull on it.
Mm-hmm.
And things like in the Pfister lobby, we have a Milwaukee Buck there, you know, and subtle suggestions, like, for instance, like the Green Bay Packers. You know, I just have Rocky wearing the green and the gold shirt, and same with the Brewers, you know, the colors. So we all know what that means
right.
without saying it.
Yeah, so with your illustrations, I'm curious, Renee, what's the process like? And for the both of you, was it a matter of you already had the story laid out in text and then you collaborate on the illustrations, or was it something you both just took in steps together?
We pretty much took it in steps because Barb wrote the story, and then as I'm illustrating it, there were adjustments made along the way. It's really wonderful to work with my dearest friend here and go have a back and forth because Barb has written 50 books and I've illustrated 80 books. So we're used to working on children's books, but it's unusual for author and illustrator to work together. Publishers usually do not like that. I mean, usually Barb works with the publisher, and I work with the publisher, but we usually don't talk. But Sleeping Bear Press is wonderful. They encourage communication, and it seems to make the book a better book, really.
Yeah, and having this process of working in such a collaborative way, and then also with your friend, do you think you could ever, you know, begrudgingly go back to just doing your text and then your illustrations, you know, in the next books that you're going to do down the road? Or now that you have the taste of truly working with the author and
we're
working with the
illustrator. We're stuck with each other.
Yeah.
I don't want to let her any farther than arm's length away. It's the most seamless. But it works because we're both strong and flexible, really, people. So the reasoning behind having the author do the first part and no contact with the illustrator, and then the illustrator taking over, which is traditional. The reason is that we authors would be bossy whether we want to be or not. We would overpower an illustrator so that they didn't have their own vision, and they should. But because Renee and I are really good friends and both strong characters, they have a lot of fun, it was not difficult for us to do that. And it really is stronger being seamless, but it can only happen when you're on the same page.
Exactly. In these pages, I also enjoy your little explanations of phrases within the book, because I think this is a balance of, you know, we have some modern things, of course, like Rocky holding a cell phone to take a picture of Lulu in the art museum, or, you know, Aunt Fancy replies with a thumbs up for texting. But then you also have cute little bubbles that explain, you know, what the bee's knees means or the cat's pajamas. So things that perhaps younger readers may not be as familiar with, but that parents, of course, will. So what was the goal in incorporating those kind of things too, the modern and the more traditional?
I wanted Norman the Doorman to be the face of Milwaukee. This protective, warm bear that is a welcome place to come home to for these little fox cousins. So he represents Milwaukee. And I love colloquial phrases like that. I think they're so colorful, and I think kids will too, especially once they know what they mean. So I wanted to get those in. It's not what modern talk is. They talk modern talk, but Norman doesn't. So Norman can get away with old-fashioned talk.
Right, and the cute little illustrations will just kind of plant that seed in kids' heads too. My favorite line in the book is, "Fried cheese curds taste like melted sunshine."
It's one of my favorites, too.
Right? And one of my favorite, I mean, all the animals are so great, but I love the turtle playing the drum set at the Pokemon.
Me too!
It's
just adorable?
Like, I know, like, for some reason, like, that turtle just popped out at me. You know, even though there's plenty to choose from and every page has such lovely things, what's your current favorite scenes for the both of you? I'm sure it changes daily for you as you're going over this book. But
my favorite little illustration is the penguin in the submarine when they take the Lake Express. He's at the bottom of the page. You have to look carefully, but he's so cute. And then my favorite scene is in the Pfister when they paint their day. And there's this soft, warm glow on that page with the gas company flame behind, which is another one of those things that Milwaukee people will recognize. If you're not from Milwaukee, you won't know what that is. But it's sort of a warm, almost like a candle. And that just it feels like a big hug to me.
And for you, Renee?
It always changes depending on the mood.
What's the one for today?
Today, I'd say the Lakefront Brewery. Yes.
Yeah. With the back appendix section, you have highlighted words, and I suppose especially handy for people who are not from Milwaukee or familiar. You know, not many people call bubblers, you know, water fountains, things like that, but also just landscapes. And you have a little next time section. Mm-hmm. So, you know, next time we visit, we want to sail on the Dennis Sullivan, cheer for the Brew City Bruisers, see a play at First Stage, walk through a tropical jungle at the Dome, see the buffalo stampede at the Milwaukee Public Museum, and, you know, eat custard. So is there a next book for Lulu and Rocky to see even more of Milwaukee?
There is a next book, but the next book is Detroit. This is a series that will look at different cities that have something to say about themselves, that are unique and have a story. So we're not going for, you know, Boston or New York. We're going for colorful cities. But we wanted to give, always know there's more to do. This isn't the all of it. There's more to do. And I could have just listed a whole bunch of quick things, but I wanted to give kids the thing to do there that makes it sound really fun, like Buffalo Stampede. Who doesn't want to see that, right?
Yeah. And with this being the first book in a series for Detroit and other things like that, you two being from the Milwaukee area, knowing intimately what you love about the city, what are the things you're going to keep in mind when exploring a city like Detroit? You know, are you going to bring some locals into the mix to, as you mentioned, you know, you're capturing the heart of Milwaukee. So how are you going to try and plan to capture the heart of another city you're not as familiar with?
It's one of my superpowers. It is. I've always been able to somehow write about an experience I don't have, a place I don't know, and find it. Now, I don't feel I can do that for every city. But before we go, if I feel like I have the taste of it in my mouth, then I can do it. And I end up doing 2 months of research before we go so that I've talked to people who live there, people who have visited, and the Tourism Bureau, and look at sites on the internet and see what people list and what they say about it. And I want to have the theme before I visit the city. And if I feel like I have that taste, then I can do it.
What do you both want readers, both young and old, to feel when reading Lulu and Rocky in Milwaukee?
A hug. I want them to have the hug.
Milwaukee is such an amazing city. You know, I love everything about it. I've lived on different parts of Milwaukee. And I just think it's an amazing place to, you know, right on Lake Michigan. I mean, we have so much going on here. And I just love that the downtown is revitalized and, you know, and yeah, just love it here.
This book, we said before, is an ambassador that's going out all over the country. And I know it. It's going to be at the Cracker Barrels. And my secret wish is that the Democratic National Convention comes here and the people from the convention take this book home. Because there's something that happens when you read a book that it has this big, warm feeling about it. You read it to your child or grandchild that makes you love that city and remember it. So that's how it's going to be used, and people will see Milwaukee the way we do.
Well, Barbara and Renee, this book is truly a great experience. I was having story time by myself several times looking through this, and I know a lot of parents and kids, both from here and afar, will love it too. So thank you so much for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Barbara Josie is the author, and Renee Grafe is the illustrator of Lulu and Rocky in Milwaukee. There'll be a book signing tonight at Lakefront Brewery. You can see pictures and find out more about the book at WUWM.com.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.